Good evening, sleep friends. I'm going to read to you an Italian folk tale by Italo Calvino. The title of the story is The Queen of the Three Mountains of Gold. It's time to detach yourselves from the worries of the day. Snuggle under the bed covers. Forget about the anxieties. Forget about any frustrations. And forget about any fears. Simply relax your shoulders. Breathe slowly and breathe steadily. Release all the tension from your body and from your mind. It's now time to feel calm and relaxed and to come with me on a journey of beautiful imagery. Let's start the story. There was once a poor man who had three sons. This man was sick and in great pain. And one day he called his sons to his bedside and said, "As you can see with your own eyes, I am about to die. I've nothing to leave you, but I ask you to be good and work as I've always done, and heaven will surely help you." He drew his last breath, and the three sons were left all alone. The eldest said, "Let us now go out and seek work as our father advised." So they all three departed and went out into the world. At nightfall, they found themselves before a fine palace and knocked on the door to request shelter. They called and looked all around, but not a soul was anywhere in sight. They therefore went inside and found a table laden with a variety of good food. They stood there gaping until the oldest boy said, "Since no one is home, let's sit down and eat. If anybody comes in, then we'll ask for permission." With that, they proceeded to eat and drink their fill. Next, they strolled through the palace and came to a room with a nice bed, surmounted by a canopy. They then entered a room containing a bed with a garland of flowers above it. And last, a room where the bed was surmounted by a crown of golden leaves. "These beds seem to have been prepared for us," the boys agreed. "So let's go to bed." They each chose a room, and the oldest boy said, "Make sure you get up bright and early to leave, because I don't intend to wait for you." In the morning, the oldest boy rose quite early and left without a word, which was quite typical of him. When the middle boy awakened, he went into the room of his big brother and found him already gone. So he too dressed and departed. their little brother slept late. When he finally got up, he sought his brothers in vain. Breakfast was on the table, so he sat down and ate, then went to look out a window. Before him was a beautiful garden, which he decided to visit. The youngest brother, whose name was Sandrino, was quite a handsome young man. As he strolled through the garden, he spied a large pool at the end of one of the paths. Rising above the surface was the head of a very beautiful maiden, immersed in water up to her neck and perfectly motionless. Sandrino said, "What are you doing there, madam?" "You were a real godsend, good youth," she replied. "I am the queen of the three mountains of gold. A spell was cast over me, and I must stay here in the water until I meet a man courageous enough to sleep in the palace 3 nights in a row." "If that's all one has to do," answered Sandrino, "I'll sleep there myself." "I will marry whoever succeeds in sleeping there. When the 3 days are up, but you must not be afraid if you hear a commotion and see all kinds of wild animals rush into the room. Stand your ground, and they will retreat without touching you." "You can be sure I won't be afraid. I'll do exactly as you said." At nightfall, the boy went to bed. Then, at the stroke of midnight, he heard a tumult and recognized the roar of wild animals. "Here we go," said Sandrino, waiting to see what would happen. Into the room rushed wolves, bears, eagles, serpents, and countless other beasts, ferocious enough to make the devil himself cringe. They circled the room and completely surrounded the bed. But Sandrino didn't cower the least bit, so the animals filed slowly out. And that was that. In the morning, the boy returned to the pool. The queen was now in water, only up to her waist. She was happy and full of praise. At night, the same animal music filled Sandrino's room. But he stood his ground and found the queen the next morning in water only up to her calves. She praised him to the skies, and Sandrino went to breakfast all smiles. He'd come to the last night. The animals roared mightily and closed in on the bed. But Sandrino still refused to flinch, and they finally left. In the morning, only the queen's feet remained underwater. He gave her his hand and led her out of the pool. Maids of honor appeared and made a big fuss over her. They went to breakfast at once and set the wedding for 3 days thence. On the morning of the wedding day, the queen said to Sandrino, "I must tell you something extremely important. When you kneel on the prayer bench, don't fall asleep, or I'll disappear and you'll see me no more." "That's all we would need," replied Sandrino. "How could I possibly fall asleep?" They went to church, where he knelt on the prie-dieu and became so drowsy that he fell sound asleep while the queen fled. Upon awaking a few minutes later, Sandrino looked and saw that the queen was no longer there. "Woe is me," he said over and over. He returned to the palace and searched everywhere for her, but she was nowhere to be found. He therefore picked up a bag of money and set out in pursuit of her. After walking all day long, he entered an inn at night and asked the innkeeper if he had seen the Queen of the Three Mountains of Gold. "I've not seen her myself," said the innkeeper, "but as I happen to be in charge of all the animals of the earth, I'll ask them if they've seen her." He whistled once, and here came dogs, cats, tigers, lions, monkeys, and other animals. And the innkeeper asked, "Have any of you seen the Queen of the Three Mountains of Gold?" "No," replied the animals. "We can't say that we have." The innkeeper dismissed all the animals and said to Sandrino, "Look tomorrow morning. I'll send you to my brother, who's in charge of all fish, and you can see what they have to say." The next morning, Sandrino gave the innkeeper a purse of money and left for his brothers. When the man in charge of all fish heard that Sandrino had been sent by his brother, he invited him into his inn and said, "Just a minute, and I'll call all the fish and ask them." He whistled, and here came pike, tench, eels, sturgeon, dolphins, whales, and all the rest. "No, we've seen nothing," they all answered, and were dismissed by the innkeeper, who then said to Sandrino, "Tomorrow, I'll give you a letter of introduction to my brother, the one in charge of birds. They might have seen her." Sandrino impatiently awaited the next day, and when it dawned, he set out and walked and walked until he reached the third inn. "I'll oblige you immediately," said the innkeeper. He whistled, and all around them flew hens, owls, pheasants, birds of paradise, and falcons. Only the eagle were missing. The innkeeper gave a second whistle, and the eagle appeared. "I'm sorry I was late," said the eagle. "I was attending a banquet at the court of the King of Moroni, who's marrying the Queen of the Three Mountains of Gold." Hearing that news, Sandrino lost hope. But the man in charge of all birds said, "Cheer up. We'll see if we can do something about this." He turned to the eagle. "Will you carry his youth to the court of the King of Moroni?" Right away, said the eagle. But I demand that every time I call for water, he give me water every time. I call for bread, he give me bread. And every time I call for meat, he give me meat. Otherwise, I'll throw him into the sea. So the youth loaded up with 2 baskets of bread, 2 containers of water, and 2 pounds of meat. The eagle soared into the air with Sandrino astride. Every request the eagle made for bread, water, and meat was satisfied at once. But they still had a stretch of sea to cross, and the youth had run out of meat. The eagle called for meat, and Sandrino could think of nothing else to do but cut off flesh from his own leg and feed it to him. The queen had given him a magic salve, which he applied to the wound and healed it at once. The eagle carried him right into the queen's room. The minute they saw each other, they fell into each other's arms. They told each other everything. Then the queen took him to the king, introducing Sandrino as her rescuer and bridegroom. The king thought it quite fitting for her to marry the young man and took great pleasure in proclaiming the wedding festivities, which lasted a month and a week in Bologna.